Hello, Pilgrims. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and this is the Camino News Update. I'm Lee Brennan, Johnny Walker, and our team of Pilgrims Out on the Path will join us shortly. Well, first of all, congratulations to the American Pilgrims on the Camino. They had a very successful annual gathering. It was held in San Antonio, Texas this past weekend. They had over 300 participants from not only the United States, but from around the world. But while I was there, I caught up with a really amazing pilgrim by the name of Roscoe Tolman. And Roscoe has walked the Camino Francés from Saint Jean into Santiago, as well as a couple of other Caminos. And I just want to say, if you need some inspiration to get off your couch and start some training, here's your inspiration.
You walked your first Camino at what age?
I was 82 when I walked my first Camino.
And how many have you walked since?
Five.
Five. And you're how old right now?
I'm 87.
And you're getting ready to walk again, yes?
I am. I'll be walking in September and the first half of October.
Wow. How does that make you feel, just saying that out loud?
It feels great. I feel so fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing at this age. I think I'm the luckiest guy I know.
What kind of things do you do to prepare and to keep yourself walking ready?
Walking on the set treadmill every morning with a 10-pound pack and a 8% incline, walking in the parks and the local hills. I'm part of a retirement group that goes on walks. There are just lots of opportunities. As important as the physical exercise is the mental preparation, in my view, because again, it provides an incentive. It provides an incentive to keep going and looking forward to the next Camino.
And what kinds of things do you do to prepare emotionally and mentally?
Oh, I just think about it a lot. And I'm in contact with people that I met on the Camino. And lots of people are curious. After my first Camino, I was on the front page of the local newspaper, and the title was Ellensburg Pilgrim.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see you in Santiago again.
I'll see you there.
Let's check in with Johnny Walker with this week's weather update, as well as the pilgrim numbers.
Thanks, Lee. Hello, Lee. Hello, everyone. This is John speaking to you from Santiago on Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2024. Already, the city is beginning to feel the presence of more and more pilgrims as the days go past. Since the 1st of January, 7,775 Compostelas have been issued by the Pilgrims Office, and just in the last week, 5,223 Compostelas have been issued. The numbers are up already. The numbers are up 9% based on last year. And just look at this graph and you can see which way the line is going up and up and up. So if you're planning a Camino later in the year, do your planning carefully. You might book accommodation for the first few days and then see how the albergues are placed as you go along, or you may care to book more than that. But people were concerned about accommodation last year, and there are some bottlenecks. The best advice is not to stay in the main places where everyone is staying, but to walk on a little. Now, turning now to the weather, it's a very beautiful and sunny day here in Santiago, a wee bit cold at 6 degrees, but it's fine weather. But the rain is coming, as you can see. And I thank you to my friend Russ Ains, who's walking the Camino Portugués at the moment. You can see behind me the bridge at Nieva on the Camino Portugués, where the water is up to almost a foot, 12 inches below the bridge. And thank you also to Thomas, who posted this snowy picture from the Via de la Plata. And we know from friends who are on the Camino Francés at the moment, it's still very cold and snowy and blustery in places. So pack well, pack your layers, pack your thermal underwear, and do some preparation, but enjoy your walking. Buen Camino.
Here in Santiago, I have a couple of places for you to try. The first one is Agramola. Agramola is a wonderful little bar. And they have live Celtic music every Sunday night at around 6 p.m. and also live Celtic music every other Friday around 10 p.m. Now, here's a little insider secret. Right across the street, there's a great little pizza place called Massa Pizza. And Massa is not only inexpensive, best of all, it's super tasty. And Agramola, if you're just a little bit discreet, they'll let you sneak the pizza in and enjoy some pizza while you're listening to the great live music. Let's check in with pilgrims who are out on the path right now as we speak. First off, Lindsay Teixeira, as you know, he's been walking the Camino Mozárabe. Let's see how Lindsay's doing.
Hi there. I'm now in the historical town of Mérida, which is the capital of the autonomous community of Extramundo. The past week's walking has been cold, wet and windy, but today I'm enjoying the warm sunshine in the town square. The occasional discomfort of the last few days is thankfully behind me. Due to the rain, there was a lot of places where the water was too deep and I needed my hiking sandals to avoid wet socks and soggy feet for the rest of the day. One thing I've noticed in the past though is that hiking sandals can dry out my feet, causing very painful cracking. Moisturising regularly is essential. The landscape has now settled down as well. It has changed from rugged hills to vast open pastures planted or ready to be planted with wheat. There is still the occasional olive grove to keep things interesting. A couple of fun facts about Mérida. There is significant evidence of prehistoric occupation in this area. Mérida itself was established by the Romans in 25 BC as a settlement for retired soldiers, with all the luxuries of a large city. Over the years, it has been fought over and occupied by various groups, most notably the Muslims, for about 600 years. Mérida boasts the largest amount of Roman architecture in the whole of Spain. Mérida also marks the place where the Camino Mozárabe merges with the Via de la Plata. So it is here I say goodbye to this Camino that has become my favourite one and I would recommend to any veteran pilgrims. I'm now heading on a new quest, which I will hopefully tell you about later. Buen Camino.
Now Russ Eanes, an American pilgrim, has been here walking the Camino Portuguese. He started off on the littoral route, but he found that the weather was just a little dicey. He's having a great time, but the rivers were just too high, he felt, for safe crossings. Luckily, on the Camino Portuguese, it's super easy to just make a quick switch, and he switched over to the central route. He'll be coming here later this week to Santiago and can't wait to see him. Now, Sven Gavin, on the other hand, a German pilgrim who's based here in Santiago, has been having a beautiful walk as he makes his way to Finisterre. We'll have more from Sven near the end of the show, but before we do that, let's check in for this week's special report from Santiago with Johnny Walker.
Hello again, everyone. Two items of important news to bring to your attention this week. The first is, I suppose you could call it the bad news. As you know, the Bota Firmeiro is out of action at the moment following what the cathedral are calling an incident. It was taken down and we think that they are renovating the entire mechanism. Now, we expected this to be back up. The Holy Week begins next Friday, funnily enough, the 20th. It begins a few days earlier in Santiago than other places. On Friday, the 22nd, Holy Week begins and the Holy Week processions and so forth. And we expected the Bota Firmeiro to be back in action, certainly by Easter Sunday. But the cathedral, as you can see from the schedule, usually it would say the functioning of the Bota Firmeiro and the Easter Sunday Mass, and that has been deleted from the agenda. Now, it may very well be back, and if it is, we'll bring that to your attention. Moving on to better news, and I'm sure this is very good news for pilgrims. Often people at the start of their Camino or somewhere along the way decide that they're carrying too much and they want to send stuff forward to be collected in Santiago. Or they may be going on holiday or travelling further at the end of the Camino and they want to send a suitcase here to Santiago to await them on their arrival. Or when they get to Santiago, they may simply want to send a lot of stuff home if they're continuing to travel. Now, the Correos, the official post office system here in Spain, as you know, have been delivering rucksacks and other luggage from albergue to albergue, from hotel to hotel along the way. And they now, here in Santiago, they have decided to extend that service, and they're going to be open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, from 8:30 in the morning to 8:30 in the evening. Now, there are some other more amateur services, it's got to be said, where pilgrims have sometimes had difficulty getting hold of the people who run the service to collect the stuff that they've sent. But fear not, here in Santiago, the Correos, the main Correos office, which is in the Rua Franco, just a couple of minutes walking from the cathedral, will now be open 12 hours a day from 8:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night. On this slide, you can see further details of how to look up the Spanish Post Office Correos on the internet. A tremendous service, and well done to the Correos.
As I promised, we have more from Sven Kavan on his walk, which he's calling a Camino to the Atlantic.